Hello, this is Fatboy Slim. You are listening to Dirty Retro.
So yeah, I had a good time out in Ibiza for the IMS. Did some exclusive interviews with Nile Rodgers, which is coming up. Also, Simon Dunmore, Defective Records, Electronic Youth, Eats Everything, and more. So yeah, keep it locked. It's a special show today, coming straight from Ibiza. Ibiza. Going out to Alex, listening in from Zurich, Switzerland. He's loving the beats. He says it's very cold and rainy there. We know how you feel. A remix, Everybody Dance, Chic. So while I was out in Ibiza, I met up with the legend, Mr. Nile Rodgers. And it was like an honour to interview him. I was also a bit nervous, because he's such a legend, you know. He's worked with pretty much everyone and anyone you can think of. Madonna, David Bowie, James Brown, Luther Vandross, and of course Daft Punk co-wrote Get Lucky, which was number one for what, how many weeks? A few weeks. It's number one in the album charts still. So yeah, I caught up with Nile Rodgers and had a chat with him for about 5 minutes, and the interview is coming up next.
Okay, I'm in Ibiza IMS, and I'm joined with the legendary Mr. Nile Rodgers.
Hey man, what's up? How you doing?
Good man. So how's Ibiza been so far this year?
It's been amazing. You know, last year it started out with me meeting one of my heroes, Giorgio Moroder. I had never met him after all these years of doing music and also being so tight with Donna Summer. So now this year, it's almost trumped that in that I've met so many great people that I've been close to, but we didn't get a chance to meet. It's crazy that I get to come halfway across the world and meet people that really are either my spiritual brothers or my next door neighbors, and we don't get a chance to meet until now.
And you met David Guetta last year, I hear, and you guys sort of hit it off, is that right?
It was amazing. I met David walking out of the hotel, and he was walking into the hotel, and then we just hooked up a few months, literally a few weeks ago, to do some music. And wrote something that I love it how they call it. They call it future funk. It was like the most natural thing, man. I whipped my guitar out of my case, and it had just come back from the repair shop. And the first thing I played, just to test my guitar, it was something I had never thought of in my life. And I screamed together. I said, "Dude, record this now. I'll never think of this again." And yesterday at poolside, I'm listening, and it was just killing. Nikki Romero, we're listening. I'm like going, oh, man, this is so amazing. This is the power of music, the power of being at the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right stuff.
You've been a huge inspiration to myself and obviously many others over the years. Obviously, growing up in New York in the 60s and 70s, what was your main inspiration to get into music? Was there one artist in particular or one record that thought, you know, man, I want to be a guitarist, I want to be a musician?
No, there wasn't one record, because my whole life I was immersed in music. So I honestly, I grew up with music all around me. The first present I remember receiving was a musical gift. My grandmother gave me a copy of Elvis Presley's Blue Suede Shoes, and she gave me blue suede shoes to go along with the record. So it's the old-fashioned 45 and cute little blue suede shoes. But before that, I was listening to, you know, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, Nina Simone. It was always in my house because my parents were beatniks, and they loved jazz. So I love jazz. I guess I was a beatnik too. I was a beatnik baby.
And you played back in the day. You played with the Sesame Street Band, right?
Yeah. Dude,
what was that like?
It was amazing. I mean, so to go from being unemployed and living on the streets to working for Sesame Street and living on another street and then getting paid for it, it taught me just how to be a super professional musician, be on time, be precise, do what I had to do. I was a rebellious hippie. So, you know, I didn't like authority, but I didn't mind being conducted. I respected the authority of a conductor and a composer. So I did Sesame Street. And then right after Sesame Street, my next job was the Apollo Theater House Band. So I went from one great group to another great group.
Wow. So if you weren't a musician, what do you think you would have been ended up doing in New York or anywhere else if you didn't get into music? Did you have any backup plan?
Well, I didn't have a backup plan, so to speak, but I absolutely would have been somehow involved in the scientific community. When I was a kid, my three main loves were music, of course, martial arts, and science. And any one of them, I believe I could have done well. When I was 13, 14, 15, I was already involved in martial arts contests. I had a match at Madison Square Garden at 16 years old. Madison Square Garden, I mean, come on. And this is way before full contact karate. I mean, we're talking, you know, if I'm 13 years old, we're talking, I'm sorry, I'm 16 years old. So we're talking, it's not even the 70s, and we're still in the 60s.
Wow. So you could have been the next Bruce Lee.
I don't know if I was that good. You know, martial arts was a sort of undiscovered type of sport in America, because people were opting for traditional stuff, basketball, football, I was reasonably okay at basketball. I was good at football. I was extraordinary at ping pong. Right now, if you see me play ping pong at 60 years old, A couple of years ago, I beat the Jamaican champion. I was like 50-something years old. I beat the Jamaican champion. You know? And last year in Montreux, Switzerland, when people watch me play ping pong, they think they sped up the camera. It's not sped up at all. Go on YouTube and you see that. That's in real time. It's like, you go, holy shit, this guy is 60 years old playing ping pong at that speed.
Man, that's incredible. So you've obviously, you've lived through different music eras as such, from obviously blues, soul, disco, funk, all these new genres, now obviously electronic dance music. You've had an illustrious career. What do you say the main key to longevity is in this very competitive industry?
Is you must love what you do, and you have to embrace failure. If you let failure dominate your life in a negative way, you don't belong in this industry, because hits are fleeting. Hit records are the most difficult thing to get. So the normal life for any musician is to be poor and to be unknown. That's normal. So I love the normal part of my life. I love being poor and unknown. I flip out when I get a hit and make money. That's amazing to me. So being poor and unknown is great, because that means I could wake up every day, practice guitar, and I love it just as much as performing and being paid for money. I mean, being paid. I like playing for free for myself or anybody else who's sitting around me.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Noel Rogers, here in Ibiza at the IMS 2013. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks, bro. Really great to see you.
Take care.
And I was 15, 16, when I really started to play guitar, I definitely wanted to become a musician. It was almost impossible, because the dream was so big that I didn't see any chance, because I was living in a little town, was studying, and when I finally broke away from school and became a musician, I thought, well, now I may have a little bit of a chance. Because all I really wanted to do is music, and not only play music, but compose music. At that time in Germany, in 69, 70, they had already discotheques. So I would take my car, would go to a discotheque, sing maybe 30 minutes. I think I had about 7-8 songs. I would partially sleep in the car, because I didn't want to drive home. And that helped me for about almost 2 years to survive in the beginning. I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have a sound of the future. And I said, wait a second, I know the synthesizer. Why don't I use the synthesizer, which is the sound of the future? And I didn't have any idea what to do, but I knew I needed a click. So we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future, but I didn't realize how much the impact would be. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.
Hey, this is Nile Rodgers from the Group Sheet, and you are listening to Dirty Retro. One, two, aw, freak out.
Once you free your mind about the concept of harmony and of music being correct, you can do whatever you want. So nobody told me what to do, and there was no preconception of what to do.
Most definitely the funkiest tune on Random Access Memories. Daft Punk, this track titled Giorgio Moroder, dedicated to the producer Giorgio Moroder. Pioneer of the electronic music.
You're listening to the hottest and sexiest beats on the airwaves with Dirty Retro.
I'm at the IMS 2013. I'm joined with Mr. Defected, Simon Dunmore.
How are you, man?
Good, good, mate. So you're probably one of the busiest men in dance music. I see you at all the conferences all over the world. What makes this conference different to others?
Well, I think that the fact that it's, you know, just adjacent to the opening parties in Ibiza, so a lot of the big DJs are in, you know, one or two day proximity. If they're not, they're playing at a showcase here. You know, everyone would love to come to Ibiza for one reason or another, so it's a great excuse to do a little bit of business. Yeah, Ibiza is becoming more and more important for the dance community. So the conference is now in its sixth year. Every year it grows in popularity. And, it's all of those reasons all factor in.
Okay, in terms of Defected events this summer, well, where can we see Defected? I know you're doing the new club, Bomba.
Yeah, we're doing Bomba and we're doing Ushuaia Tower. So Saturday nights is Defected in the House at Bomba. Mondays is a free party at Ushuaia Tower. The free party is going to be, the emphasis is going to be on a lot of the new producer DJ talent that we're working with. Hopefully they'll be the stars of tomorrow, and this will be their first introduction to the island. And we need to educate and to seed and to grow people through, so it's a really important part of what we're going to be doing this year.
So what makes a big Defective record this summer? What are the key elements?
Great production. We love our vocals in our music, so a song element. We're fortunate. We work with a really good core of producers that can constantly deliver us great records. So, Sandy Rivera, who we've been working with 10 years, has a record called Fall For You at the moment, which is doing really well. And, records like that, Rachel Rowe, FCL, Fall For You, FCL, It's You, I think that they're just going to be played across the season. So, hopefully, at the end of the year, we'll have one of those tunes that everyone goes, that's one of the records of the year.
So it's all about the vocals, is it? And disco vibe that apparently is back in.
Yeah, for me, it's always been that way. It's just that the scene has come a little bit towards us, so I'm super happy about that.
Can you see the format going back to vinyl? Because I know, obviously, it's all gone very technical in the last 5 years. I remember buying Defective records back in the day. Records like Bad Habit. Do you think DJs will ever go back to their roots?
I think our vinyl sales are increasing. It depends on the record and the sound of the record and the producer involved. But, we started pressing more and more vinyl about a year ago, and the popularity of it seems to be growing. So I don't know if people are just buying it to play out or they're just collecting it. Or I think probably that it's more of a collector's point of view. But it's kind of funny how the vinyl has outlasted the CD.
Okay, and finally, what's the most standout track you can remember from Ibiza for like the last sort of 15 years? It's been so many big summer hits. Everyone talks about Stardust and all the rest of it, but it's got to be a big Defective record. What Defective record would you say is up there with the best?
It's almost an impossible question to answer. But
there's been so many. We'll narrow it down to three.
No. We'll put one. Kings of Tomorrow, finally. Record's 12 years old, still sounds great, still gets played, still gives you goosebumps. And, if I was going to pick one, it would be that one.
And you'll be playing it this summer, no doubt.
Well, maybe. if the moment presents itself.
An a cappella.
So, yeah.
Right. Cheers, Simon. Thanks a lot, mate.
Dick Morales, and you're listening to Dirty Retro.
Gonna be one of the tunes of the summer, no doubt. FCL, it's you.
I feel the heat, feel the heat.
The David Morales remix.
Feel the heat, 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 feel the heat.
To Dirty Retro. Dirty Retro.
Yeah, time for a classic. Kings of Tomorrow, finally. You're listening to Dirty Retro, presenting the Ibiza IMS show.
Won't never
Okay, I'm at the IMS and I'm joined with DJ Yoda.
Hello, sir.
Cool. So just saw your presentation as such.
Yeah.
Amazed by what you do with the VJing and AV stuff. I mean, how can you see the future of DJing? Can you see a lot more clubs introducing VJs rather than DJs?
I think that's one element of it. I think that the important thing is that DJing now needs to be more than just kind of some geezer behind two turntables just playing one song after the next song, because there's so much more that technology can bring now, and that is such a kind of, I mean, like I said in that presentation, like iTunes can do that. You don't need someone to fly halfway across the world to do that. So whether it's an audiovisual side of it or something to do with technology, I just think that DJs need to bring something else to the table. Yeah,
it's much more entertaining to see.
Yeah,
obviously screens,
yeah,
images,
element in some way. Yeah.
So you think the whole DJing thing's become a bit boring in recent years? Just two guys mixing records.
A lot of DJs
or syncing records.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of DJs really disappoint me. I do watch a lot of DJs and just think, I can't believe you're getting paid to do this because you're not doing anything skillful, and just, you know, pressing a sync button and mixing two CDs together isn't really enough. Like, whether you've got some kind of turntablist skill or some kind of skill, extra skill in terms of music selection, or just to keep it interesting and do something, bring something else to the table is really important.
Okay, so you brought out the album Chop Suey, and you mentioned you're bringing out another Asian-influenced album. Mm. Tell us a bit about that.
So it's called How to Cut and Paste, the Asian Edition. Because I've done these themed kind of mixtapes called How to Cut and Paste. I did a 1930s one, I did a country and western one, and this one's all inspired by Asian samples that hip-hop's used, and Asian funk breaks, and just Asian-sounding music. So it'd just be nice to bring a theme together and do something interesting and different.
And you go down well in Tokyo and Japan and other parts of Asia, of course.
Yeah, I've toured all over Asia, so it'd be pretty interesting to tour when I've got that mix out as well.
What's your favourite city to play at and why?
In the world?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a big question because I play in a lot of places. Man, it's too hard to answer. There's too many good places, yeah. Yeah. I'm, you know, one thing that I love about this line of work is just getting to go somewhere different every week, and I wouldn't change that for the world. Even if it's like not always my favourite place, I just like going somewhere different the whole time. That really appeals to me. So
what's your point, what's your view of the whole Las Vegas scene at the moment, because apparently that's where the whole, hate to say it, EDM is blowing up at the moment, and yeah, a lot of DJs are getting booked out there. And
yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've been to some of those kind of mega clubs in Vegas, and it's a different kind of thing. It's much more like a show, like a Vegas show, than clubbing in the way that I know, I've known it as I've grown up. I think it's one side of things, and I think it's cool for that to exist. But I also, you know, nothing beats me playing in like a sweaty underground kind of 200 capacity club as well. So yeah, it's just good to have a balance.
Cool. Okay, thank you very much, DJ Yoda, here at Ibiza IMS. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, sir. Nice one. What's up? This is DJ Yoda. You're listening to Dirty Retro.
I like the way you're dropping it. I like the way you're clapping it. I like the the way you're shaking it up. I like the way you're working it up. I like the way you're dropping it up. I like the way you're clapping it up. You're shaking it up. I like the way you're working it up. I like the way you're dropping it up. I like the way you're clapping it up. I like the way you're shaking it up. I like the way you're working it up. I like the way you're dropping it up. I like the way you're clapping it up.
Hi, this is Sister Bliss. You're listening to Dirty Retro.
Okay, I'm at IB for IMS and I'm joined with Eats Everything. How you doing?
I'm good, you?
All good, man. Enjoying the sun?
Yeah. Nice, isn't it? Nice to get a bit of sun.
And I like your shades because you can actually see yourself in the reflection.
Oh, that's good. I got them in the airport on the way over here. I lost my sunglasses, so I had to buy a pair, basically.
Cool. So tell me, obviously you're very busy with production, remixing, and working with Dirty Bird and other labels. What have we got to look forward to this summer in terms of new productions and releases?
Well, I've got my collaboration with Justin Martin, The Get Up, which comes out mid-June, I think. Then I've got an EP with Cats and Dogs, which comes out in September. And I think that's about it for the year, weirdly. Me and Justin Martin are working on an album together, so I don't know when that'll be ready, but hopefully sort of early to mid next year. So, yeah, really looking forward to the rest of the year. It's going to be good, I think.
Okay, yeah, you just collaborated with Mr. Niles Rogers.
Yeah, crazy.
on the IMS anthem. If there was any other artist you'd love to collaborate with, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've been asked this before and I can never remember my answer. I think it would probably be like Prince or Michael Jackson, but obviously Michael Jackson's, rest his soul, is dead. But yeah, Prince or Michael Jackson or Quincy Jones, who wrote most of Michael Jackson's music.
Thriller.
Thing amazing. So yeah, I think, yeah, probably Quincy Jones, actually.
Okay, and if you had to trade in your DJ equipment or studio, what would you trade it in for?
A million of your job. £1 million.
Really?
£1 million. That's it. That's the bottom line. £1 million.
Right. Okay, I'm sure you'll make that very soon, or if not already.
Definitely not already. Hopefully one day. Who knows?
Okay, mate. Well, have a great summer,
nice
Dan.
One, dude.
Cheers. Speak to you soon.
Thanks very much.
That was me chatting to Dan Eats Everything in Ibiza last week, and this is his big tune that was released on Dirty Bird Records. It's called The Wilfie Wood Walk.
I don't know.
listening to Dirty Retro reporting from Ibiza, España.
And you're listening to Dirty Retro, 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 Dirty Retro. Let it be.
for IMS 2013, and I'm joined with Electronic Youth. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. They're really good, man. They're really buzzing.
So tell me what you've been up to. I know you brought out your new EP, and you're that big tune On The Move. So what else you got lined up for the rest of the summer?
Well, at the moment, we're just doing remixes and pushing our label, Sexy Trash Digital, because we've got a big record, I Wish, coming out in the later part of the summer. So at the moment, we're just like trying to promo that. And obviously, loads of DJ gigs I've been just pumping that out, really.
So how long have you been coming out to Ibiza for? When was the first time you ever came here?
It's our first year about here.
So you're like virgins.
I've been to Ibiza for five or six years on the trot, but this is our first year as Electronic Youth like playing. So so we are right sort of DJ virgins at the moment.
It's gonna be a big year for you both, yeah?
Yeah, we're hoping so, man. Like, we've got some like good things happening. We've got a nice new management team who are pumping out like our music and pushing it. Also, we've got another part of the management doing all our bookings and stuff. It's going really, really well. So yeah, hopefully this year is all about promo, playing out and just pushing it, and hopefully you hear more of us.
So, what are you doing at home at the moment in London? Are you doing any nights back there, or have you got any residencies or anything like that?
We've got a residency with a night called Random in Salt Spa at Maidstone, so we play for them every set. We're doing Ministry when we get back this Saturday for Release Yourself in the main room. We're in the studio every week, like just churning out like tunes and getting our like productions ready and like working with vocalists. So it's just non-stop work for us at the moment. So yeah, and like what other gigs we got? We got Fire coming up as well, with, like in London. Like that's become like probably the best venue in London at the moment, apart from Fabric and Ministry. So we've got these venues coming up. Just can't wait.
Yeah. Apart from yourselves, what other artists are you really feeling at the moment in the industry? Because there's a lot of hot new talent out there at the moment. What are you really feeling at the moment, artist-wise?
Well, the feeling is we're feeling like a lot of music, especially Dusky. We're loving Dusky's beats.
82.
Hot since 82. But we're not playing anybody else's. We do our own sets. So when we play, it's all our own music. But there's a lot of wicked music out there. I mean, there's a lot of labels, and I'm loving all the independent stuff at the moment. But yeah, what about you, Trev? You're loving some bits, yeah?
Thanks.
You're loving some bits as well.
Yeah, loving a bit of Hot Since 82 at the moment, and Dusky as well. Like, really loving that new like that jacking sort of house sound at the moment, like garagey sort of beats, bassline stuff like that.
The house music is good.
The music at the moment out there is wicked. There's so much good stuff out there.
Yeah, a lot of high standard stuff out there, isn't it?
I'm loving vocals coming back, man. I mean, like 2 years ago, it was all about instrumentals, dub things, but I'm loving dropping vocals in. And like you know about On The Move, it's like dubbing up the vocal and that, and just bass lines and vocals again. It's pucker, isn't it? Enjoying doing that.
Cool. I beef Electronic Youth. Thank you very much, boys. And I hope for a good year for you both, yeah?
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
Adios.
Yeah, my favourite producers at the moment, Electronic Youth, Top Blokes. It's out in Ibiza at the Downtown Cipriani Club restaurant. They were playing there with Disclosure, who I couldn't interview. I won't talk about that. Anyway, this is their remix of Soul Avengers, Love You Feel. And you. Okay, that was Electronic Youth remix of Soul Avengers, Love You Phil.
Okay, I'm at Ibiza IMS and I'm joined with Timo Garcia. So Timo, what have you been up to recently, and what have you got planned for the summer?
Not that many plans. I've got an album coming out for Hotel Estive here in Ibiza. It's a chill out compilation for like their poolside lounge type thing. So I'm going to come back in a few weeks for that. I'm not actually sure of the date, but it's a launch party for that on Seamless. And also an artist album of chill out music, about 28 tracks, I think. Also coming out over the summer at some point. And so I will undoubtedly be back for that as well. So. Yeah, other than that, not a great deal on.
Right, yeah. And in terms of gig-wise, are you still playing out much?
Yeah, still doing stuff in Brighton, where I've moved to now. Gigs here and there, you know. Keeping busy in the studio mostly. So,
yeah. And if anyone wants to listen to your tunes, what's the best? There's websites getting you on now.
Yeah, just have a look on SoundCloud at Timo Garcia or Beatport if you want to buy them.
Mixcloud?
There's a few things up there. Not the productions, more literally just a couple of mixes. But I think SoundCloud's the one where all my production is.
How do you feel about giving away free music in terms of, like, obviously publicity and promotion? Do you think it's the way forward, or...?
I think occasional free tracks are right, but if you make a habit of it, it really devalues the whole thing, so it can have a negative effect. But I think, you know, once in a while, you know, keep your fans happy, give them a free track, it's always nice, so yeah.
And how much new music do you purchase yourself on a weekly or monthly basis?
I get so many promos, I don't know what to do with them. You know, I literally, I can't even get through them. So the actual shopping around is kind of a thing of the past. I kind of rely on upfront promos now and music that friends send me. So, yeah, I'm not a massive shopper anymore. Still buy the occasional record if it's, something special.
But, yeah. Do you think there'll be a reemergence of vinyl and LPs? I mean, everyone says, yeah, it's back. And some people say, you know, it's dead. What do you think?
Every year you read the same article in The Guardian or The Independent saying vinyl's back. I'm sure it'll outlive CDs, but I don't think it'll ever come back in the way it was.
No. Okay, thank you very much, Timo.
Okay, that was my interview with Timo Garcia in Ibiza at the IMS. And this is a new tune of his that's due for release next month on Skimp Records. It's titled Jack to the Sound.
Dirty Retro. 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 Dirty Retro.
You're listening to Dirty Retro, reporting from Ibiza International Music Summit 2013. If you'd like to listen to this again, you can listen to it on mixcloud.com, Dirty Retro.
To Dirty Retro.
Okay, I'm at the Ibiza IMS and I'm joined with
Celeste Siam.
Okay, Swadika.
Swadika.
So tell me where you're from and obviously what you're doing here in Ibiza.
My name's Celeste. I come from Thailand. I come to Ibiza straight away from Bangkok, Ibiza, just because of house music. I'm a DJ and just the only thing I'm doing here.
Okay, and how's it going so far?
It's incredible, amazing feedback here. Ibiza opening for newcomer, and I didn't expect I will be this. I don't say famous, but people like know me and welcome. I have more gig coming. I play around, and my DJ career just keep on moving forward in such a great way.
Okay, and what clubs are you playing at the moment here in Ibiza?
A couple of years I play with a party called Baga, which has been residency for Space Ibiza on Tuesday with Kakok. But this year we are changing. I still playing for a board party, Sunset with Baga, the same. And this year we're going to play on Tuesday in Amnesia. And probably maybe Friday and Pacha with Insane as well. And it's going to be more for Ocean Beach Club and more things coming.
Okay, and what sort of styles are you into at the moment, like musically? What sort of music styles are you playing?
I start from house music, and I love Sofu house, and nowadays I still sticky for house. But my house is quite wide with the tent. Start from disco, Sofu, funky, tribal, deep tech house. Anything with it house I love. With it maybe have blended with a touch of retro, like old track, the Doll remix, my Jackson remix, and in my house way.
Well, anyway, thank you very much for speaking to us today or tonight. I say Lati Swad.
Thank you, everyone, and nice to meet you. For the love of how music, Lati Swad. Kakun ka. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Carl Cox, and you're listening to Dirty Retro.
Okay, I'm at the Ibiza IMS, and I'm joined with one of the founder members, Danny Whittle. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. You?
Yeah, good, mate, good. So this is my third year here. I came here last year and year before that, and I've noticed this year it's busier than ever. There's a lot more American delegates here this year.
Yes.
Is that all because of the whole big EDM scene, you know, how it's sort of blown up and then everyone's talking about this big boom thing? Would you you think, is that why there's so many Americans here this year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about it that electronic music is bigger, you know, not just in America, but the world over. And we went and did an event in April in Los Angeles called the IMS Engage.
At the Columbia Hotel, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, which may well have also pricked people's interest to the main event here. But there's no doubt about it, our industry's getting bigger all the time. So, you know, it's all good signs.
Okay, and any plans for next year? Have you got any big names in mind? I know, obviously, this year you've got Niles Rogers, Fatboy Slim. Last year, I think you had Carl Cox, who was here, and a few other legends. So, anyone in mind for next year, or is it still early days?
No, it's still early days. I mean, we tend to not think about next year till after this year, because we want to see what goes down here and what, you know, what kind of comments are made and what ideas are, you know, are shared. So, you know, probably in the next month or two, we'll all sit down and discuss what to do next year.
Okay, and aside from the IMS, I know obviously you've left company with Pasha,
yeah,
and now you're working, was it IB for Entertainments, and a new club, is it, Bomber?
Yeah.
That's going to be your new club. What can we look forward to there this summer?
Well, you know, I started this new company called IBZ Entertainment, and I'm going to be programming the new club Bomber, and I'm also going to be now programming Eden. Now it's been taken over by some Dutch guys that you know, that own Panama in Amsterdam. They're really good guys, and they've asked me to work with them programming that. So, you know, I'm kind of working on quite a few projects, and Bomber's a really kind of, you know, a special one for me. I really like, you know, I've become very good friends with Giuseppe, who owns it. So, yeah, I'm really excited about this summer. There's some really good changes coming along, you know.
Is it one room, or is there several rooms at Bomber?
It's one room. It's one big room, yeah.
One big room,
yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, good. And how would I go about getting a set, maybe there or Eden? Can I blag that? I'm an up-and-coming, well, not up-and-coming, DJing for years. What's the best way for up-and-coming DJs to sort of get their foot in the door at these sort of events?
Yeah, you know, listen, it's like everything else. You have to get me your music and let me have a listen to it, and then I'll make a decision from there.
Okay, great, lovely. Yeah. Cheers, Danny Whittle. Thank you very much.
All right, mate.